91.1 WEDM. It's DJ Ray back again with another Ray's Rampage. I know it's been a long time. I've been incognito for a little bit, but I'm back. And that's the good part. Anyways, I got two guests with me today. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
My name is Marvin, you know, D2 soccer player.
You guys
player.
Have heard him before.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Christian.
Be nice.
Gonzalez, yeah. Nice.
So tell me a little bit about your guys' selves. I think the fans want to know.
All right. So recently I got accepted to U Indy.
And wait, yeah. I need to find the clapping button. Where is it? That is not it. There we go. Woo.
Nice.
It's all for you.
about to play soccer over there. So it's going to be fun. Thank you guys. All right. Go ahead, Christian.
All right, my name is Christian. Debating about going to UCLA, University of California, I think. Yeah, I'm not pooping or anything, but just not playing no sports. So, the academic.
Oh, look, it's Salemi. I can see him in the window. Wow. He was the teacher that was like, why aren't you coming to school? Hey.
I don't know.
Put your mask on.
Oh, my bad. But
anyways, is he opening the door?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Salemi.
Hey, Salemi.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Who are we talking to?
My podcast.
Yeah.
It's a live podcast?
No, it's not a live podcast, but I'm recording for the podcast.
Are you gonna edit me out or am I in?
No, I'm just going to keep you in. You're staying in. Royalties. My podcast has 4.8K listens, so...
4.8?
Actually, I think it's 3.8.
So 3,800?
Yes.
Okay, you realize, like, that's a like one bad Black Twitter tweet for me. I have literally millions of followers. If I got 3,800 who respond to one of my tweets, I feel, like, dejected. So you're going to need to step up your game.
Anyways, Slummy thinks he's famous for some reason.
What are we podcasting about? What's
literally, I don't even know. We're just talking.
Movies that you don't
want to
miss.
Oh, yeah. Godzilla versus King Kong.
There you go.
No.
No, I'm about to run out the movie theater. I have to.
You know what comes out tomorrow?
It does?
No.
You know what comes out tomorrow?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
What is it?
It's got Brockhampton.
Is Jesus in it?
It's about Jesus.
Black Jesus? Is that what you
black
said?
Jesus?
I did not say
no,
black
it's
Jesus.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Why is he black?
It's about. Okay, do you know who Fred Hampton is?
No.
Okay. And this is why I'm on Black Twitter and you're not.
He's
Hampton,
not.
Fred Hampton was the leader of the Black Panthers in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He was killed when he was 21. And he was murdered by the police, and it's the movie is about his life, short as it was. So it should be really, really good.
Right.
It's called, and then the movie is based on the fact that the FBI, because they viewed the Black Panther as a terrorist organization, or at least certain members of the FBI did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the infiltration into the Chicago Black Panther Party, and then how the FBI was spying on them, which ultimately leads to Fred Hampton being shot and killed in his own house, in his own apartment. Yeah, apartment.
That phone getting canceled.
You thought it was about Black
Jesus? No. Yeah, it's not about Black Jesus.
Oh, I thought it was like...
Those movies are called
Black
Madea
Jesus.
And then something.
Madea.
Those are the Black Jesus. Everything good?
Yeah.
All right. You come by and talk? What time are you leaving here?
Probably, and I don't know. I'm going to finish this podcast. I'll come and talk to you, though,
right, well,
before I leave.
Yeah, if you are still around, it's not like you're talking by yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. HBO Max, so you can watch
the Black Messiah. I got you.
He's going to talk to me about how bad my grades are. He's going to be like, why do you have all Fs? And I'm going to be like, you know.
Let's talk about Godzilla versus King Kong.
I don't, you know, I.
But no, but like, just like.
Godzilla will win.
That's what I'm saying. Who do you think is going to win, Christian?
I'm going to go with Godzilla, man.
That's what I'm saying, because, like...
He's a nuclear power machine,
because
like...
Will and... Will and Bryce were, like, They were like, no, I forgot who else I was talking to about this. So it's in this group chat, it's me, Will, my boy Eli Greasy, and me, of course, you know?
So these are shout outs. I mean, Bryce.
We were talking about who will win. I'm like, that's a dumb question. It's going to be Godzilla. And they were like, it's going to be King Kong. Like, what did King Kong do?
He punched him. That was it.
That's it. And like, King Kong, all he did was like, boy was tripping over.
Yeah, let's be real. Donkey Kong or King Kong?
That's a dumb question.
But didn't they already fight like way back in the day?
Yeah, but I mean.
They just remake movies all the time.
Yeah, but I mean,
they're running
out
of ideas.
It's gonna change history. It's like Batman versus Superman. Who's gonna win? Batman.
Did Batman win?
Yeah, he won that. Well, no, they.
I don't like DC.
At the end, they fought together.
What did happen? I don't watch DC.
Neither was you. You're the only DC fan.
Because DC is better than. We're not gonna talk about that. But so at the end,
don't make me add Bryson to the call.
At the end, they fought over. They fought this one dude together, and they were just friends again at the end.
The heck?
But it shows you that DC, no matter what happens, they're going to be together forever. And Marvel's just
like, bro, we had stuff. One bad movie, not even a bad. It was like Civil War.
Yeah,
and it was like they're good right after.
I mean, Captain Marvel was bad though. I'm not gonna lie.
They're all with terrible. Who on Disney Plus? There's like WandaVision. Who watches that?
I literally watched that. You know what? That show is about like when they put her in a coma because her. Powers were taking over.
This develops the story, the backstory.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is. She's irrelevant. She's not even cool.
Anyways.
She don't get no bread.
She's literally the most powerful Marvel
Shout
character
out to John
is.
Morant.
She's literally the most powerful. She's literally the most powerful Marvel character.
I'm a whooper.
Her Batman power is literally unlimited.
Batman will whoop her.
Yeah, no, Batman would get smacked.
By who?
By Wanda. Yes. But the backstory of WandaVision is she lost her memories and pretty much tried to kill Vision, which she did. She killed Vision.
Who is
and
Vision?
Then she killed.
The Lucy? The diamond in the head?
The who?
The diamond in the head. He's got the infinity stone in his head. He is a good guy.
Then why'd she kill him?
Because she lost her memory. Yeah, that's what it's called. And she just started killing the Marvel people.
But she didn't kill Spider-Man, though.
And her power took over.
Can't kill Spider-Man.
What is wrong with you? Yes, she could.
But she cannot.
She could literally kill any of them. Oh, but then, who is it? Doctor Strange, he put her in a trance. So that's what WandaVision is. That's her being in a trance.
In like the 60s, it looks like?
Yeah.
Everything's all black and white.
It's like a TV show.
Looks boring.
I liked it. Some of it was in color. Okay, I pay for Disney Plus. I could take you off. Don't make me change my password.
Who got Hulu?
You do. You pay for them.
You can literally get the whole bundle.
I don't know. I don't really use Disney like that. I used to watch like Moana repeatedly.
I even got HBO Max.
That's all he talked about yesterday with me and Tigger. I got HBO Max. I was watching. What were you watching the other day?
Slimmy would be proud.
Don't be kidding.
Oh, yeah, Diary of a Kid. He just wants.
We got to get HBO Max now.
I don't need
Who's
it.
Paying for HBO?
Not me.
I'm not.
I'm just a soccer player with a dream.
I asked my dad to pay for it. Like, Dad, can you pay for HBO
Max? Let's talk about Christian. Christian, like. So what do you do? You know? What do you do?
What do you do?
All right, so I'm just pretty much an entrepreneur, man.
Entrepreneur? What do you sell?
I mean, I like to sell sneakers. I like to sell... a lot of things. Like I said, just make flips out of anything. This is a website called Brixie. You know what I'm saying? Like to get things on clients and just, you know, resell them at its available price or just anything really.
I mean, that's pretty smart. No, I don't know.
It's pretty smart.
Yeah. I used to have a job at. Yeah.
So do you plan on doing that for like the rest of your life or you plan on doing something else in the future?
Honestly, as long as I make at least like, I think like 250 for $260 a day mm-hmm. for a whole year, I can make over $100,000 mm-hmm. off the side hustle, which is the shoes. Mm-hmm. And
are you gonna pay?
I'm
taxes?
Trying to be a teacher.
A teacher? Oh, that's nice.
He does want to be a teacher.
That's so sweet. Little kids.
I'll pay taxes on being a teacher, but the shoe stuff would just be out of pocket.
Ooh. Okay.
But Christian
tax evasion.
Christian's actually pretty good with kids, though, because me and him coach.
I love kids. Kids are amazing.
I mean, I don't care. Me and him coach like a kids team for the YMCA, and like most of them listen, you know? They're still like under 10, but it's just really fun. I like the experience.
Oh, we're really all seniors. I just remembered
that.
Yeah,
we are all seniors.
Oh my gosh.
This is really our last year of high school, guys.
Oh, for everyone that's wondering.
Like 4 months.
Yeah. For everyone that's wondering, I switched my major over to broadcasting. I don't know. I've talked about how I wanted to do zoology on my podcast before. And, you know, this was just kind of going to be something that didn't go anywhere. But I, after Mr. Whitehair has, you know, sadly gone away. But it made me realize, like, this is what I want to do. I'm really good at this, I think. I don't know. I like to think I'm decent enough at this to where I want to pursue it. Like, I'm sitting here with my certificate from last year's IASB competition that I'm going to win this year.
Good confidence. Good confidence. That's one thing that you need to win, confidence.
They laminated it.
Thank you.
Oh, my new teacher was like, my new teacher, Mr. Cash. Glad to have him here. I don't know if he's going to... Whoa!
Hey, nice button.
I don't know if he's going to listen to this, but glad to have you here. Can't wait to bring home a first place for you as your first year teaching here.
Shout out to like John Morant.
Stop shouting
out
John
Morant. What happened to Mr. Whitehair?
Oh, Mr. Whitehair, he got a better job somewhere.
What?
Yeah, they offered him a lot of money. So, you know, he's doing what's best for him. I'm proud of him. And his career's going up, just like mine's going to go up. 100%. We'll never be a teacher, though. Never be a high school teacher. I could not. I'm shorter than, like, a eighth grader.
Everybody.
Yeah.
The whole world. You're shorter than the shortest dude on our soccer team.
Anyways, but I'm super excited for the competition coming up this year because last year I was the only junior in that competition. And there's only 10 people that make it to finals. So it's pretty exciting. Yes. Why are you laughing, huh? Why are you making the face?
I don't know. I thought about something that's funny that I...
You just tell me later.
So, other day, you know like how like Vine shut down like a long time ago?
You're not going to talk about the spaghetti Vine. You're not. It's not even funny. The spaghetti that falls out of King Batch's pocket.
The King Batch video when he...
You laughed.
Oh, when the noodles came out of his pocket?
Yeah.
It's not even funny. If you guys want to know what we're talking about, just go look it up on YouTube.
Look, it's not funny, but that's what makes it funny.
No, like, I did not laugh. Straightest face ever. I did laugh at the chinchilla, like letting go of the balloon. No, that was sad. You laughed at that too. Don't even.
No,
make
I didn't.
Face
I laughed at
me.
The.
Yes, you did.
I laughed at the cat knocking on the door. It wasn't even funny. It just. It was on Funny Vine compilation. I don't know.
Marvin watches Funny Vine compilations.
Because it's not, I want to see like how long I can last without laughing because most of it is not even funny, but like, it's like the dumbest ones that like make no sense at all, like makes me laugh the most.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But anyway, guys, you know.
Not the tapping on the desk.
I forgot what to say. Guys, Illa for the win. Shout out to John Moran.
Bring it right back to the Oh, a movie that I want to see is Raya. It's a Disney movie. It comes out soon.
Me and Christian are waiting on Space Jam 2.
Space Jam 2, New Legacy.
Is that actually coming out?
Yeah, LeBron.
Wow.
Shout out LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron.
I want to watch it. I liked Space
Jam. It's a good movie. It's supposed to be on Max.
But the first one was kind of mid.
I liked it. I don't know.
I mean, because like they didn't have the technology they got now. So.
Nah, because...
You know how realistic that's going to look?
I know, but like, why did they make it all about Michael Jordan? LeBron's better than Jordan. So is John Morant.
Bruh.
I don't know why. John Morant just became my favorite player, like, out of nowhere.
I thought.
It is Russell Westbrook, but he hasn't
been doing so. He's a determined actor, bro.
Huh?
He's a determined actor. You know he had to win, like, I think it was, like, 3 MVPs and, like, 3 NBA finals just for his role in Space Jam.
Who, Jordan?
He trained, bro. Yeah, Jordan.
But what did LeBron do?
I mean, he had to get four rings and some just for his role.
Well, shout out to
he wasn't playing
the Bucks.
For the NBA. He was just playing so he can be on space.
Shout out to Bucks for making me money.
I'm I'm gonna hang the certificate on my wall.
You should. It's a good.
I was not even paying attention to you guys. I was admiring my beautiful certificate.
I was admiring the money I made from the books I haven't got yet. Shout out to Christian and Tony.
I'm really hoping this like, as bad as things are getting with COVID, I really hope this competition's in person. That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty good at what you do.
No, I'm amazing. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, then.
I'm going to be humble. I'm not the best, but I love to put my heart in this.
First, I have a question. What is better? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonic? Like the Sonic stuff? Or like Mario?
Mario all day, bro.
Mario. You always just want to argue.
No, because you got to think about it, though, because everything I do is based on my speed. So, like, I relate to Sonic because, like, you got to go fast. Mario's fat.
Mario may be fat, but he's got
Sonic can jump higher, though.
Does Sonic have a woman?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Ooh, Sonic don't got no girl. Ooh.
But think about it, though, because when Mario was going against Sonic, who won in soccer?
I don't know. Was that actually a thing?
Yeah, they had like a soccer. It wasn't an Olympic one, Christian? Like the Olympic
game? No, I don't think it was an Olympic.
No, that's the Wii Olympic like a Mario Strikers thing, isn't
game. It? Yeah, but who won?
I don't know. Anyway, we gotta wrap this up.
Who was one of the best soccer players on the game?
Me.
You're not even in the game.
I am in the game.
You're a D3 athlete.
I'm a D1 athlete. Anyways, I'm gonna wrap this up. Thank you guys for coming on. And thank you guys for listening. Anything you want to say before?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so.
Do not give a million people a shout out.
No. Only a couple people. Shout out to Christian. You know, you're right here, my boy. Shout out to T.A., Tanner Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's where
Shout out to John Morant.
That's where I cut you guys off. Thanks for
coming. Shout out to LeBron.
Bye. See you guys next time.